Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
That's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
9-11 in the Allstate Showcase Studio. I have an opportunity again today, and I dragged him in. He didn't want to do it. He wanted to take care of his customers. But I insisted he come in and say hello. It's Jose, and I'm trying to find your last name. Fernandez. Jose Fernandez.
Hey, a pleasure.
How are you?
Thank you for having us here.
Nice to see you.
A pleasure also.
How got are a big you? Smile on your face. Is that on your face all day?
That's it. It's always there.
You're a happy guy?
Happy guy.
Where's that come from?
Family, I guess.
Yeah?
Honestly, I'm very happy.
You grew up here?
I grew up, no, in another country, but...
Which one? Here. Pick it.
Venezuela.
Well,
I know. In
terrible you got family
shape.
There now?
My father is still there.
God bless him.
I know.
My uncle and his family were missionaries in the jungles of Venezuela.
Kidding. A beautiful place, though.
You know, they'd fly into Caracas. They'd take a boat for a day. They'd take a smaller boat for another day. And they'd work their way out into the jungles, and we're missionaries for Christians, but Venezuela, beautiful country, beautiful people. It's just tragic what's going on.
I know it's unfortunately.
Is your dad okay?
Yeah, he is okay. Unfortunately, okay. Communism when they take a country, it destroys it. So it always happens. So and unfortunately.
I feel for the people. They're going through terrible times.
They're going to and there is so much talent. Talented people in our country, and
let's bring your dad here. Let's get him here. Let's call him right now,
and tell him bring coffee and chocolate.
There you go.
By the way, I heard you're a coffee taster.
I do actually. I worked for the International Coffee Organization for 4 years, so I had a great time.
What do you have to do to be a coffee taster?
Well,
taste coffee, Steve. Good question.
It was an interesting job because I was more in charge of giving seminaries to people around the world on how to improve growing and international trade and coffee.
Were you a coffee farmer?
No.
How do you know so much about it? Just because you're from
because
Venezuela?
Because I studied from it, and then we had to travel. I had a... The person that was ahead of me is the president of the organization, and he was from Brazil. So we were traveling together a big length around the world teaching people.
So what part of the world has the best coffee?
Depending on what you're trying to taste. I was explaining to them the blue coffee is like the best one. And
blue coffee?
The grain itself is blue.
The coffee is not blue.
The coffee
if the coffee blue. Is blue, it's gone bad.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
That's a whole different thing.
The bean's supposed to be like a green. Yeah, that's
okay.
What I thought.
But
where do you find blue beans?
You find it in my country a little bit. You have it in Jamaica.
Really?
You have it in Indonesia. And that depends on where it's being grown and the height and the level of humidity that the plant itself has. So that's like kind of the best coffee.
So do you have any coffee in Chicago that you like?
Oh, there is plenty.
Actually, oh, there is.
Oh, Chicago produces.
And don't worry about offending advertisers. Go ahead.
Depending on the blend, and again, it all depends on what you're trying to drink because it's not about the place itself. It's about the blend that you're drinking. So meaning you have to get a coffee from, let's say, for example, Central America has like very neutral. Then you have South America from Colombia that has a lot of body. Then you have...
I would think you like the strong stuff.
I do.
You're a coffee
I do.
Guy.
I do. That's what I...
So where do you get the strong stuff?
Depending on the origin. You have even
pick
coffees.
A team. Who do you like? I mean, you can go into Starbucks.
Italian coffee is always really
good.
But
if you go into Starbucks, can you get a cup of coffee?
Don't like Starbucks.
What about Dunkin' Donuts?
Dunkin' Donuts is yuck.
He comes from Venezuela.
McDonald's.
Where they
make McDonald's.
Is not.
All of the chains, because you have an advanced palate for this, they don't work for you.
No.
But there's got to be a hole-in-the-wall coffee shop that you like.
Pete's Coffee is good.
There you go.
Big Roast, West Loop. Is it? It's how long you roast the beans, right?
It is a blend of how you mix them. It's like wine. Wine, you pick up the grapes from the right place,
right.
And then you know the acidity level, you know what to drink, and it's kind of the same thing.
What do you call a coffee connoisseur? It's not a sommelier, what is it?
No, I was asked the same question, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the name, but it was a coffee taster, maybe.
Okay.
It's somebody that tastes coffee for a living, and actually they can recognize for example, a particular brand, it has X amount of percentage of coffee from Central America, X amount from Africa, X amount from Indonesia, and so forth. They can tell you everything.
Do you know about this coffee that's like the most expensive or most rare coffee where it's supposed, or maybe it's a myth, but monkeys, I think it's monkeys, monkeys eat the coffee beans, mm-hmm. and then the beans are harvested from what the monkeys leave behind.
Oh, really?
And they make coffee. You know about this story?
No, I don't know.
Find that, will you? Google that bad boy up.
Yeah, I will, because it's
Google coffee from monkey poop.
Okay,
see what you get.
I'll do it now.
Yeah, and go from there. Now, you've had a very interesting life, and as it continues, you also, did you play for the Chicago Fire?
No, my son.
Your son?
That's how I came, yeah.
Is he there now?
No, he's in Miami right now at the University of Miami playing for the team and studying over there business. So,
is he still looking to play pro?
Yeah, he's looking for it.
Wow.
And actually,
he was
brought here when he was 14 years old, and coach was phenomenal. The team was honestly one of the best experiences that I have ever had. We traveled with my son. My son used to play for like the Florida team, the national team, and so forth.
Yeah,
and
when you have that much talent, you're going to be on the road a lot as a parent.
Well, that's the thing, that we were on the road every weekend. On a Friday, we will say, okay, we're going to Tallahassee, then we're going here.
Wow.
I was in Florida. So
it's a big commitment.
It's a big commitment, but he did really well, so I'm very happy for him.
And he used to, he was 22, 23?
He's 18 still.
He's 18?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But did the Fire have his rights?
Yeah, he did, until they said, well, you go and play at the university, and then he's supposed to come back.
Okay, so the Fire still would be able to sign him.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting, because they're having a great year.
Very much, and they're great. And that's a fantastic organization,
well,
let me tell you.
I got a buddy of mine whose son has played for the Fire.
Yeah.
It's fun as a parent.
They have a great academy team, a great organization. So to be quite honest with you, it's a very professional organization. Very happy with them.
Did you find a story?
I did.
You found the coffee?
It's called Kopi Luwak, or Luwak. It's the most expensive coffee in the world. Runs between $35 and $100 per cup. The main factor of its high price, it's the uncommon method of producing the coffee. It's produced from coffee beans, which have been digested by a certain Indonesian cat-like animal called the palm civet, or the civet cat.
Okay, it's not a monkey then. It's a cat.
It's a cat, yeah. Okay. And as you said, it's, how do I say this nicely?
It's coffee poop.
Yeah, it's collected, finished, sold, cleaned, obviously, processed, boiled again.
Yeah.
And the taste is just unbelievable. They said there's such high demand.
How long has that been on? I didn't know.
It depends on the civet. yes.
On the civet, exactly. How long it takes to digest, too. Just a few years.
I don't know. The story's been out for a few years.
A couple years.
I'm glad you got out of the business before you had to taste it.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. So you lead this very interesting life. Why would you leave all of that interesting stuff and take on the challenge of starting your own business?
Honestly, I moved to Chicago. And Chicago is like my most beautiful. I was telling them. I love Chicago. Chicago is the best city in the world.
Us too.
Honestly, phenomenal people.
Right.
And I did it because I wanted to get involved with people.
Okay.
I had a business in Florida, and because I came to Chicago, I said, well, let me have another business and let me try this because I enjoy my time. And I started meeting wonderful people. And to be quite honest with you, that's the great thing about business and insurance person, because you deal with them in all aspects of their life. You have to know them very deep, very well. And to be quite honest with you, it's a great experience. People from the Midwest are phenomenal. I love it here.
It's exciting.
Yep.
It's exciting. What do you say to people maybe considering becoming an Allstate agent? Do it. Jump in.
I will jump in with my eyes closed, and I will do it all over again.
You would?
Honestly. Absolutely. Yeah. No problems whatsoever. Actually, it's one of the greatest experiences of my life.
What's the name of your agency?
Jose Fernandez, or Fernandez Insurance Group.
And where are you?
I have two agencies, one in 4044 North Elston Avenue, and the other one in the West Loop in 1015 West Madison.
All right. And what do you want people to know for this time of year? Because I didn't know this until I met some of these fine Allstate folks. Insurance can be seasonal, right?
Correct.
Because you think about the winter, and you got to make sure, you know, slippery roads and all of that. But there's things you worry about with your house and different stuff. Right?
Correct. Actually, this time of the year is, and especially what's coming ahead, our holiday that is coming ahead, the 4th of July, is supposed to be the deadliest weekend in this country. And the reason is everybody goes out and drives. So it's an exponential based on the amount of people that are driving, how dangerous it gets. So when the price of gas came in from $4 a gallon to $2 a gallon, we had an infused amount of people of driving cars all over the country, and we had accidents everywhere. So
the higher volume, more claims, right?
Correct, more claims. And that's what happens this weekend. And actually, during this time, vacation time, July and August is the worst time of the season because everybody goes out and drives. So
also, too, it's the time of the year we're expecting heavy rains today and tomorrow. Make sure your home is protected from floods, and they can just call you and get advice.
Absolutely,
from that
advice
too.
On that, obviously, and we're more than glad to help them out in any way. Flood is a big issue, especially here in the Midwest, where you have basements on it, and more than glad we'll help them out.
What's the Allstate Best Drivers Report?
The Allstate Best Driver Report is a report that they issue annually. Okay, they measure the 200 most populated cities in the United States.
Okay.
And they say how many accidents they have based on the population that they have. Okay,
and how do we do?
Depending. If you tell me Chicago itself, Chicago was ranked 129th out of the 200. So
not great.
Not
great.
Well, it improved a little bit. Four spots based on the 2016 survey, but it's not a large improvement.
Now, what city has the safest drivers?
The safest is Kansas City, Kansas, and it's been there.
Why would that be?
I guess the infrastructure, I guess how
it's a big, small city. Dave, you've been there a million times.
Yes, I have. Yeah. It's, you know, it's, I guess maybe the city, the downtown area is pretty, can get pretty congested, but they're basically your interstates around the area, and it's not as, doesn't seem as crowded as our highways get.
Correct. I would assume it has to do with how the city is organized and how the traffic flows. Basically, you don't have everybody driving at the same time.
Isn't there like a beltway in Kansas City too?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Or it was something like that.
But it's
been there as being the first city in the United States 2 out of the last 3 years. So it's a very safe city to drive. And believe me, the worst city, you may ask me that
which
one.
Is?
Boston, Massachusetts.
No question.
I remember the first time I went to Boston, I was doing college hockey. And the first time I go to Boston, I get in the back of a cab, and the driver up front has two chihuahuas in the front seat with him. And I don't know if you know anything about chihuahuas. They're a tad yappy. And the dogs are barking. And I told him, I got to get to the Boston Garden. He literally, I didn't know the city. Well, we passed it going in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
And I said, no, the garden back there. He cuts across the median, a concrete median, cuts across the median. The dogs are bouncing. I figure I'm going to fly out of the cab. He turns around and he comes back. First car experience in Boston, I have no doubt.
Sure. I can only imagine.
And, well, the roads are small. They were built for Paul Revere and a horse.
That's it.
Right.
That's it.
That's true.
It's true.
Yeah. That's true.
People want to get a hold of you and your agency and meet you because you're a good guy. I like that big smile on your face. You're
Thank
a happy
you, no,
guy.
More than glad. Our office is in main office. It's at 4044 North Elston Avenue. Telephone number 773-463-1932. Feel free to call us. More than glad. We'll receive them personally, and we'll help them out. And we have plenty of people in the office. We have a great team. And honestly, it's all about the team that we have.
Cool.
And it's great. Great experience.
Number again is?
773-463-1932.
And if you want to find out how to be an agent, allstate.com, just follow the links.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you, Jose.
It's a real pleasure.
My best to your entire family, and good luck to your son.
Thank you so
Stay
much.
Stay healthy.